All right, what's next on the docket at the Supreme Court? The click-to-call case was argued last year. This case concerns the Federal Circuit's appellate jurisdiction and scope of review. The question is, can the Federal Circuit review a PTAB decision that says an IPR is not time-barred? Or is that not within the review powers? Federal Circuit in this case said yes. The case was argued at the Supreme Court in December, so we're waiting for that decision. Some of the justices seem to inclined to disagree with the Federal Circuit and say these issues can't be raised on appeal. They seem to be somewhat concerned about undoing the board's decision based solely on the timing of the petition when the board otherwise finds the patent invalid. So you imagine that there's a decision from the board says the patent's invalid, and that would be undone if the Federal Circuit could say, no, the petition was never instituted correctly because it was time-barred. So if the Supreme Court goes that way, it would give the PTAB the final say over certain decisions to institute IPRs, which would limit the number of ways that a patent owner can challenge an adverse decision from the PTAB that invalidates the patent. Of course, the patent owner's success rate at the Federal Circuit, where their patents have been invalidated, it's pretty low. It's probably about an 85% affirmance rate right now. So this would take away at least one of the arguments that could be made. We may see the Supreme Court also provide some guidance on what is or is not appealable in PTAB institution decisions, depending on how broadly the Supreme Court writes the opinion. So what are the some of the other possibilities that could be coming up on the docket? The first one that I think has a chance is the retroactive application of IPRs to patents that are issued before the AIA. This issue was decided by the Federal Circuit last summer in Celgene versus Peter. There, the court held retroactive application of IPRs to pre-AIA patents was not an impermissible taking under the Fifth Amendment. There's another case that followed shortly after that, Calabo versus Sony, and that's scheduled for conference at the Supreme Court next week. They also raise a due process argument. What about competitor standing to appeal from an IPR decision? I think that's another question that kind of goes into what the Supreme Court likes to decide. Under the statute, anyone can file an IPR in the Patent Office, but if the petitioner loses, can it appeal? And to be in federal court, even in a court of appeals that has jurisdiction by statute over appeals from an agency decision, the applicant must have Article III standing. So the question is competitive harm enough? Is it enough to be a competitor, what they sometimes call competitor standing, or does it have to be an actual risk of infringement? That's a question I think that fits right within the Supreme Court's typical jurisdiction. And then there's Arthrex, and I'll say a little bit more about that in the beginning. In a few minutes. So, okay, so the question is, what's not on the docket at the Supreme Court? And that's Section 101. We were waiting for almost a year to see what the Supreme Court would do with the Berkheimer case. As you probably remember in that case, and I think folks have talked about it at this conference a lot, the Federal Circuit held that patent eligibility is an issue of law, but there may be underlying issues of fact. And so for some claims, there were disputed factual issues in the step two of the Alice Mayo analysis that couldn't be resolved on summary judgment. Now, the defendant in Berkheimer, Hewlett-Packard, they filed a cert petition in September of 2018. That's a long time ago. In January of 2019, the Supreme Court asked for the views of the Solicitor General. There was another 101 case where a cert petition was filed. That's Hikma Pharmaceuticals versus Vanda, also discussed earlier in this conference. Supreme Court again asked for the SG's views in March of 2019. And in the meantime, the Federal Circuit denied rehearing in bank in Athena Diagnostics versus Mayo. And the vote there was 7-5 to deny rehearing, but there were 8 different opinions. And all 12 members of the court agreed that there was a problem here. They all thought Athena's invention should be patent eligible, but they couldn't do anything about it. And so something They all said something should be done. They called on the Supreme Court to use Athena to clarify the law. So almost a year later, in December of 2019, the Solicitor General finally filed briefs responding to the Supreme Court's request in Berkheimer and Vanda. And the SG said that for various reasons, Berkheimer and Vanda were not the best cases for addressing patent eligibility. They recommended against taking either one. Instead, they recommended that the Supreme Court take the Athena case, saying it was time for the court to revisit 101 and guidance was needed. There were lots of amicus briefs filed saying the same thing. You have all 12 Federal Circuit judges saying, please take this case and help us out. And the SG saying the same thing. So it looked like Athena was the best Supreme Court vehicle for revisiting 101 that had come along in a long time. So what did the Supreme Court do? Turned them all down. Cert denied in all three, Athena, Berkheimer, Vanda on January 13th. There were two other petitions raising patent eligibility under 101, denied that same day. And just to make sure, there were three more petitions raising 101 that were turned down a week later. So we have the Supreme Court's answer for now. It's someone else's problem to fix, and I guess the only one left is Congress. So we're in the same place we were last year on Section 101.